Okay, you want to try it? Oh, let's go. Leadership development. Structural, process, or people? All of the above? So, what? Give me an example of structure for leadership development. Okay? So, okay, structural. Give me a process. Example of process. Discipleship track, very good. And give me an example of process. PR. Huh? Process, you name. What is the people issue with what is the people issue with the leadership? Lack of coaching is structural. Competence? Okay. Okay, very good. Very good. Very good. Okay, very good. Burnout. Burnout. Help. Give an example of structure. Okay. Give an example of process.
No process for rest.
Time management? Okay.
Work schedule.
Okay, work scheduling. Okay. Give me a example of people, a people issue, a people dimension of. Oh, by the way, you say workaholic. Who is the issue? Yeah. methods and principles. What is the structure here? The values are not clear. So, okay, values. All right. Is there a people issue here? Huh? I mean, there's a big people issue here. Or competence. Hindi niya alam, you know, hindi ba dapat principle-driven tayo? You know, so, okay. Lack of prayer. Huh? People? What's the people issue sa prayer? Attitude. Yeah. Attitude towards prayer. Na activity is more important than praying. Events more important. Okay. Okay, so it's an attitude. It's a mindset. Prayer is only for what? For intercessors. So, meron man tayong department of prayer. So, sila na bahala doon sa prayer. Okay. That is structural. The structure, the existence of an intercessionary group which is identified, kind of tells people the accountability of praying is no longer so structural. So maybe we should remove the structure. Because we all should be, you see my point? Why should we have a department of innovation? Should we have a department of innovation so the rest of us can become stupid and because someone else is, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Department of selflessness. You see, when you create a structure, you kind of send a signal. So maybe you should obliterate it. Structural, yon. It is structural. Oh, all right. What about unclear job description? Structural. Duh. Is there a people issue? Paano, Karen? People din kasi.
They don't want to take time and just sit down and write.
Okay, but let's get to the root of that. Why will people not want to do it? Time? Unsure of what? Is there an attitude issue? What is the attitude issue? That's one, or, and, huh? Yeah, but what's the root, a very root cause? It's a people thing, it's an attitude thing. Huh? Kanya nga, they don't know the job description, so, and they're supposed to write it. Why are job descriptions not developed? Yeah, pwede.
Yeah.
Okay, so people yun, competency.
Yeah.
But there's an attitude issue here. Don't want to take responsibility? Hindi naman. Procrastination? Maybe. There's an attitude issue.
Because some of your teammates will not take responsibility to what you're doing. Wala nga bawal.
Pwede, pwede. But it's a leadership, this is a leadership issue. Why will a leader allow a group not to have job descriptions or not to have clear job descriptions? Let's say the group doesn't want to do it. But as a leader, why don't I crack the whip and say, this is unacceptable. I want everyone to make their job descriptions. Why will I not want to do that? What would be wrong with me? Yes, why will I neglect it? Because, very close. Huh? Mahirap mag-coach, eh? Magla-lunch na. Give me the answer. Kasi sa coaching, I will not give you the answer. Okay? Why will a leader not value job descriptions? They don't know. It's absolutely important. There's a knowledge. There's the attitude. Yan, importante yan. Ugat yun. When a leader thinks job descriptions are not important, kanya nga, it's not being done. Eh. I don't think the leadership realizes it is important. Okay? In Del Monte, okay, as president, I drafted job descriptions. Because I wanted to make sure people were clear on their accountabilities. Why? Because I believed it is so strategically structural. If I don't tell you what I expect of you, how can I expect you to do anything? See? Napaka-structured. It's a mindset issue. Okay? The reason why, kasi the leadership saying, okay, ikaw ang may trabaho, ikaw ang gawang job description mo. But after 1 week, binalikan kita, oh, ba't wala yung job description mo? Hindi ako marunong gawang job description. Oh, sige po tayo, gawin natin dalawa. Ganon. Kasi ganon ka-critical ang job description. Okay? All right. Yo.
Comment a little bit. We have to stop because the people, the staff, they have to find it hard to write out their job description. So what we did for them is
you cannot standardize, for example, for pastoral services in one local church is different from the pastoral services in another local church. The number of people is different. The programs are different. That's why we created templates. We've consulted, does this reflect a job description of someone who works in a pastoral services? Okay. And then we put it in our Google Drive. And then we've invited all of the pastoral services admin staff to check it out and then adjust it according to their local church setting. And then we've also invited their supervisor to view it. So if they take time and meet, and then, hey, this is my job. They just need to edit a few of the functions.
Karen, let me ask you. Uh-huh. After having done that, what percent of the churches now have job description?
Low. It's actually very low. Some of it didn't even check it out. Even if we do reminders and all
exactly.
of it, some of them didn't even check it out. Even if I make comments, hey, is this,
so,
does this
so,
reflect,
so
is
what's
this
the,
final?
What's the issue?
You know what? People.
You know, yesterday in my talk, I told people, okay? I told people, yes, Jonah. Mike.
Normally, the initiative to create the job description came from where? Was it the employee or was it the one who hired the person? Because personally, for me, for example, I'm a new employee for Victory and I don't have any background in finance.
Fair.
And
Someone,
know job,
exactly. So the answer is the one who hired you. The one who hired you must do what Karen did. Give you a template. And the minimum expectation is you have enough brain power to look at that template and say, duh, okay. And do your own job description. Now, ang tanong ko, ginawa na ng HR. But wala pa rin.
Okay?
There's no buy-in. Okay, look. Transformation does not occur through information. It occurs through motivation. Okay, just because the information is there. Classic case. It's there. A-access mo lang. Information does not transform people. It's motivation.
So you give a price?
Give a price, yes. Mike.
Or the urgency.
Meron talaga siya generic. Tapos...
Yeah.
A question. When do you know if you need to hire another staff, let's say, for a certain position? Kasi when there's a job description na ano, di ba? Parang if you have a job description.
When there is a job to do and no one, there's no one to do it.
Kasi not necessarily, kasi sometimes, di ba, minsan, to bluntly say, there's a staff na incompetent, sabihin natin, hindi niya ginagawa yung work niya, di ba? Tendency kasi ng tao is that to transfer some of his jobs to another person, di ba? So, when do you say it's a time to hire a person or when do you train the
three? Very, very simple. When there is a job to do and there's no one there to do it. Now, in that case, there seems to be an incompetency issue. The solution was to remove the responsibility from that incompetent person and give it to the another person. Rather than do one of two things in the sequence. Train that person to raise his or her level of competency so that masasolve. Or, after the training period, at when siya nag-respond, terminate. Then you hire a new person. Iyon yung sinasabi ko katulad ng COO. Hindi siya marunong. So, ang dami niyang assistant. So, the competency issue was being addressed through structural solutions by adding assistants. In that case, it is unfairly burdening the other people because this person who's in charge of it cannot do it. So, I'm going to pass it on to another person. Wrong. Wrong solution.
Going back to the buy-in earlier.
Yeah.
So,
remember, every question eats into your lunch break. Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. It should be the immediate supervisor that has to have buy-in for regarding the job description.
I hate to say it, leadership. Okay. If there's got to be a roadshow of the leader must say, folks, job descriptions are important. We're going to help you do your job descriptions because there are not enough people to do your job descriptions for you. When you do your job descriptions, we're going to edit it so that, you know, it'll be a process, but we want you to do it. Okay? In fact, that's job one. Do your job description. And I want your drafts with me in 7 days. Now, if I crack the whip like that and I have decent credibility with you guys, will you do it? Yeah. The reason why it's not being done is they only have information, not motivation. Not motivation. Yeah. The whip has been cracked at the top level. Pagdating sa churches, the pastors are not cracking the whip. Because it's a mindset. They don't think it's important. Yun. Kung ako pastor, hindi pwede. Kasi pag wala tayong job description, pilay tayong lahat. Sinong pagagalitan ko? Malay ko, sinong in charge? Kasi walang job description. Okay. Lunchtime. Ano, 1 hour? 1:30, no? We're back 1:30? Okay, look. Any more questions? Because we can cut lunch to 1 hour. I can inhale food in 10 minutes. Because the interaction is precious. This is where, because you don't have enough time kanina, if you want, we can continue this Q&A. Is that okay, Karen? Yeah. Yes.
I was Chai. Just wondering about some admins who are taking slashes. I mean, two or more than two job functions. Because of the lack of, let's say, budget per local church.
Yeah. First of all, if there's something that has to be done, there is no choice. You either do it or you don't do it. Nasasabi mo, no, Alex, it has to be done. Eh. And there's no warm body to do it. Well, then, you pray. No, honestly. You prioritize. Oh, it, konti lang tayo rito. Ito yung gagawin natin. Okay, hati-hati. Okay? Oh, and then you pray. But in terms of job description, so, kung ikaw may slash ka, if you're doing two jobs at once, when I appraise you, I will take that into consideration. Because the burden that you're carrying is double other people's burdens. So I will look upon you with more kindness than others because your burden is greater than others. And then I will, if I'm the pastor, I will try my best I will pray for funding so that I can hire another person. Honestly, I can get another person so that you don't burn out because I don't want to lose you.
So, for example, po, me being the leader or the boss of that that staff, or should I be more considerate given if there will be times na nagko-compromise yung function niya, yung talagang job description niya, nagsasuffer at times because that person is a slasher. I mean, that slasher kasi yung term natin na
I don't have enough information kasi it's a specific case, no? But it's like this. Ano ang kailangan gawin? Kung ako yung pastor doon, I'm gonna trim down the responsibilities to core responsibilities. Okay? So, konti lang tayo, we're gonna focus on core responsibilities. Okay? And then, of course, burden share ako. Okay? What is it I can do so that to help you guys out? Okay, because I need to preach, I need to do this, I need to do that. Okay, so what can I do? So I will take on some of the burden. But, ano yan eh? You see, if God wants to do a work, He will provide a person. And if the person needs money, God will provide the money. Yes. So, are you doing something that you're not supposed to do? So I will question, okay, what are we doing that's not important? And we're doubling up, you know, do we really need that many people? Okay, so... I belong to the company that's marketing my programs was a startup. There was the CEO and his assistant. So two people. And they were up to here. Okay? So ako, hindi naman ako member ng company, but I helped them out. So I became the absentee GM. I coached them by phone. Then they hired somebody, so tatlo na sila. Ano pa rin? Hanggang dito pa rin trabaho. So they hired yet another one. So I told them, hey, let's compress it to what is core. What is the core? What is needed to be done? Otherwise, this business will not proceed. So kumisan kasi classical yung structure, eh hindi pa naman ganun kalaki yung church. So you treat it like a startup. You know? So, but it's a challenge. Yes, Jack. Ang target natin, 12:15. Is that okay?
Kaya po to, less than 1 minute lang. Pero sa akin, Sir Alex, kasi parang we have our job description, which is very important. We cannot reiterate that anymore. Parang na our job description is our main function. And then, parang kasi, it will be really helpful kapag alam mo yung ginagawa mo. But then, our culture naman, we're not parang our culture na ito lang yung gagawin ko o ito lang yung job description ko. Dun sa mga slasher or mga ganun, parang all hands on deck pa rin. Whenever there's a conference, pag natap ka, then cover your job description, or cover your main function first, and then there's a time that you can help out, or parang, yun, yun yung spirit of volunteerism pa rin.
So what's the question?
Yun lang po yung gusto ko i-share kasi with the mga slasher or yung mga, okay. Jobs, not clear with the job description, parang ganun.
No,
parang,
right. Yeah, no, even when... Even in an organization where everybody has a job description, yeah, the culture has to be all hands on deck when there's a big event. So, okay lang yon. But we're talking about recurring functional burdens na hindi lang event-driven. So, yun ang pinag-uusapan doon. So, iba na yon. Bueno.
I was traded from one department to my current department now because of yung skill set ko. And then, nung in-offer po sa akin yung position ko ngayon, hindi siya detailed job description. So, okay, sige, I'll take it. Tapos nung nandun na ako sa trabaho yun, oh my gosh, I'm expected to excel in technical maintenance. So I don't have that skill set. So I negotiated with my supervisor. Can this area be on consultation or through the strengths of volunteers rather than it will be my full responsibility? Parang overseer lang ako sa technical requirements, pero meron akong help from outsiders. It's a volunteers and
what's the answer?
Consultants.
What was the
they
answer?
Agreed. So binago nila yung job description ko na yun nga, kailangan ko ng consultants and volunteer strength.
For the time being. Yeah. The expectation is you will learn the technical aspects.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Comments, questions? 3 minutes. Eunice.
Hearing all the parang discussions, parang in the top of my head, parang is this something about what is ideal versus what is really happening in a company?
Na lahat may job description. Let's say in a corporate setting, for everyone to have a job description is standard. It's not even ideal. Ideal is may job description kana. It is so well articulated that. So even ideal. Some job descriptions are not well articulated. Okay, so but the fact that everyone has a job description is standard. So kanya kung merong tao na walang job description, below standard yun. Kailangan iangat yun. Okay, all right, very good.